In this Republican primary season, we've heard months of attacks on President Obama's health care law and the law that inspired it. The candidates call it Romney Care because 5 years ago, then Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney shepherded it into law, including a mandate that all residents buy insurance and many employers of larger companies offer it or pay fines. To hear the candidates talk about it, you'd think it was sinking the state economy, infuriating residents. Well, no and no. There's a new poll out today from our mother station, WBUR. Healthcare reporter Martha Biebinger has been parsing it. Martha, what does the poll say?
The poll out today, Robin, says that 62% of Massachusetts voters support the Massachusetts healthcare law. 33% oppose it. Those numbers have been fairly consistent over the life of the law. So far, people think it's working pretty well.
And what are some of the things that they like about it?
They like that it provides fairly universal coverage. They think that Massachusetts is a fairly strongly Democratic state. They like the sense that we are taking care of people, that we are managing care so that people aren't just going to emergency rooms when they need care because they're very sick, that they've got insurance. They like the sense that the insurance market is starting to change and Massachusetts is ahead of the game.
Well, and you mentioned emergency rooms. One of the reasons that the law came about at all is that, you know, people were using emergency rooms for health care. Now, I think that recently we started to hear reporting that, in fact, that had started to slow down because of the requirement that they have coverage, that people were actually for the first time going to doctors and getting care and not using the far more expensive emergency rooms for their health care.
Yes, we are starting to see that shift. That shift has happened very slowly over time, though. It seems that those patterns of where people go, how they take care of themselves really do take some time to shift.
Well, in the 33% who don't like the health care law here in Massachusetts, why don't they like it?
Some people feel like it has increased the cost of their premiums. Some people are paying a fine and they don't like it. Many people don't like the mandate, the idea that government is telling them they have to have health insurance. And some people have some misperceptions about what the law does. Others feel that their tax dollars shouldn't be spent helping to cover the uninsured.
Well, the misunderstandings about the law might have something to do with what we're being bombarded with, what we're hearing in the campaigns. Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum has criticized Mitt Romney for the health care reform law here in Massachusetts, which he and other candidates say, and in fact, President Obama has said, inspired the federal law. Here's Santorum criticizing Mitt Romney in a debate last month.
When he was governor of Massachusetts, he put forth Romney Care, which was not a bottom-up free market system. It was a government-run healthcare system that was the basis of Obamacare, and it has been an abject failure, and he has stood by it. He stood by the fact that it's $8 billion more expensive than under the current law.
Martha Biebinger, Rick Santorum mentions this huge cost, $8 billion more expensive than under the current law. Some of the people who were against Massachusetts healthcare, did they also feel that they had increased costs?
Yes. In the poll, there is a sense that the law has increased costs. In fact, costs in Massachusetts are going up at about the same rate as the rest of the country. In fact, there are some signs that costs are starting to moderate here even more. That's not so much about the health coverage law. That's more about what Massachusetts is doing to try to rein in health care spending.
Including requiring that insurance companies keep their premiums down.
Yes.
So there's that. But is it true that people who have the Massachusetts health care law are paying more because they have the requirement that they have to purchase insurance?
There are some cases of that, Robin. So if you had a health insurance plan in the past that was just a catastrophic plan, that's the coverage that just kicks in if you have a very serious accident, that's no longer allowed in Massachusetts. Massachusetts now requires that people have prescription drug coverage. So if you had a plan that didn't have that, you are paying more. But healthcare premiums as a whole are not rising faster here than they are in the rest of the country.
Okay. Well, let's bring in Bob Linden, professor of health policy and political analysis at Harvard, a leading national pollster on health care. Bob, you've seen the same results in your polling here in Massachusetts that Martha did. We understand you've got about the same rate of residents, 60-something percent, who are happy with their health care coverage?
Yes. I mean, I think the important issue is the continued support for the law. Basically, the national debate going on the Republican side has been so critical of the bill, you might have expected many in the state to say maybe there really is a problem here, and that isn't what the most recent poll shows. That is, it's a larger number opposed, but it's still 2-1 in favor.
So, in other words, people who are here in Massachusetts who are actually living the law are, you know, by a pretty good majority, liking the law. But what happens when you tell people outside of Massachusetts, when you speak to people across the country about those results?
A large share of the audience believes that something is terribly wrong.
You couldn't be right.
Absolutely. Because they've heard stories about how expensive it is and it's failing. And people who live in the state just have a very different view of what's going on here than many around the country.
I would think, Bob, that this is would be very instructive for the candidates in both parties as they go towards next fall, because the good news, it would seem, for the Democrats is that the people in Massachusetts seem to be saying, by and large, the health care law is working. But it's the people across the country who are going to be voting, and they have, what would you say, Martha Biebinger, a misunderstanding?
If that's what it sounds like.
People have a sense that costs have exploded way beyond what they were before the bill was passed, that the state budget is reeling from all the extra money the state government had to pay. Martha's reported before that Massachusetts has one of the most expensive healthcare systems, and it still is. And that has become mixed up in the impact of the bill when it's discussed around the country. People blame everything on a legislation. If they knew about it, they'd have a different perspective. But this debate is so ideological, so polarized nationally, that it's been very hard to get anybody who doesn't like the Obamacare bill to in any way look at Massachusetts with any sort of objective perspective.
Huh. That's Bob Blendon, professor of health policy and political analysis at Harvard. Bob, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And also Martha Biebinger, a reporter for our mothership here at WBUR in Boston, who's been following the health care law for years now. Martha, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.